Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 6.08.
I have a couple texts.
Oh, great.
This just in. Hooman's back problems are in his mouth. And people wrote.
Okay.
Let's see here.
I can't wait for all the positivity.
Yeah.
Good morning. So now Hooman says his back problems is from his mouth. Did I hear that right? What kind of doctor is he going to? He just needs a cortisone shot. Works for my friend's back problems. I agree there can be bad dentists out there, but Hooman can't blame past dentists for him not going to any new dentists for years. He certainly can't blame any dentist for him not brushing his teeth regularly, which he's admitted on air.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to the dentist now.
Bacteria in the spinal column, cerebral spinal fluid, is meningitis, lethal if not treated. Hooman, if you have symptoms, go get checked by a doctor, OFOC.
Well, that's great. Thank you for that incredible advice and wonderful compassion. You listeners are the greatest.
Anything else?
Nope.
Oh.
All right, it's spring break at Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. Oh, where's my...
Chirp, 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 chirp.
Chirp, chirp. It's open every day now through April 28th. Right now, caller number 9 at 800-400-3697 gets a four-pack of passes to Six Flags. And bonus, you get to talk to Hooman.
Oh, God.
Hooman is taking your calls today. Hey, I saw this morning, and, you know, usually hands me a thing, like everything that happened on this day in history. And I sort of glanced down at every day, and I saw that Suri Cruz is 13 years old today. Like, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes' little girl is 13. So we went and we were looking at some pictures of her. And what's crazy is she kind of looks like Isla. Like, we looked at the really young pictures of her.
Oh, really?
And so we thought you might want to watch an age progression of your daughter. But it's just so, it's so cute. She does not look 13 to me. Like, she's a young 13.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Well, that's good, because it's alarming how some kids can look so old. You just go, oh, you're not being a kid.
Here's a picture of her really little, and then just a thumbnail of her older. And I think Bryn's going to try and pull it up. And here's a recent picture of her. She's probably 12.
I don't know why I'm freaked out by how much. Yeah. Yep.
Just, you know, not that her face looks exactly the same, but she's
similar.
Like a little skinny thing with the long brown hair.
I'm so freaked out by how similar my two kids are, and I don't know why. Why wouldn't they be, right?
But came from the same two people in the same place.
Right.
The baby looks just like Isla did when she was a baby.
Are you guys doing comparison shots? Like,
yeah.
You know? From...
Super trippy.
Yeah. She got her own look, though.
One's a little darker.
Yeah.
So mom might... feel a little more representation. You know,
have multiple shades in the family. Did you pull a 13-year-old picture of her? She's so cute. I've always thought she was a little cute little girl. So anyway, congratulations, Suri, you're a teenager. The Times Most Influential People list, we started talking about this a little bit yesterday, and yesterday was pretty scattered. But Time Magazine revealed its annual list of the 100 most influential people. They don't rank them 1 to 100. They just sort of lump them into categories like leaders, icons, artists, pioneers, and what have you. So here's some of the recognizable names.
All right.
There's 6 covers, by the way. I think I did say this yesterday. 6 different covers, and they are The Rock, Taylor Swift, Sandra Oh, Gayle King, soccer star Mohamed Salah. Is it Salah? I mean, he's not listening. Mm-hmm. And Nancy Pelosi, they're on the 6 covers.
Is Mohamed Salah a guy who plays soccer here for the LA team?
You know,
does
Vinny,
it say?
I do not know.
I'm not seeing
a blurb on him either. Let me see if there's a...
No picture either?
There's a picture.
Oh, let me see him. I've seen him before.
Lower right-hand corner. I think he plays in Liverpool.
Yeah, that's not who I'm thinking of at all. Okay. I don't know this guy at one bit.
There's a couple people from Game of Thrones. Emilia Clarke, who plays Daenerys, and Richard Madden, who played Robb Stark. Michael, why is he influential this year? He's been dead on that show for years. Although he has a show, I want to say it's a Netflix show called The Bodyguard, which he's excellent in. And if you saw the live-action Cinderella of any, then you know him as Prince Charming.
Oh.
In there.
All right. I did see that.
A couple Marvel, Disney people, Disney CEO Bob Iger, and Brie Larson, who played Captain Marvel. These are all just they don't rank them. Time Magazine doesn't, for the 100 most influential. These are just random people that are on there. From the sports world, LeBron James, Tiger Woods, that guy who's on the Mohamed Salah. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah.
From the music world, Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, Khalid, the Korean boy band BTS, and a Latin music star named Ozuna. Kind of random Hollywood people. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Mm-hmm. American Horror Story creator Ryan Murphy. Comedian Hasan Minhaj. He's from the Netflix show Patriot Act, but I know him from The Daily Show. Sandra Oh, who's in Killing Eve, but was on Grey's Anatomy for years and years. And she hosted the Emmys, didn't she? Or one of the big award shows.
I thought it was
this
the
year.
Announcements. Was it this?
She hosted one of the award shows. Yes, but I don't know which one. One of them. Maybe the Golden Globes or something. I have no idea. One that had TV awards in it, though, obviously. Chrissy Teigen's also on the list, sort of Hollywood
Golden
randoms.
Golden Globes.
Oh, she did the Golden Globes.
She hosted that, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oscar nominees. Let's see. Rami Malek. Mahershala Ali, Regina King, she won Best Supporting Actress for If Beale Street Could Talk. Spike Lee, who finally won an Oscar this year for Black Klansman. Yalitza Aparicio, who was nominated for Roma this year. Lots of world leaders, no surprise, and newsmakers. Pope Francis, Michelle Obama, President Trump, Robert Mueller, William Barr, the Attorney General. Brett Kavanaugh, the new Supreme Court Justice. And Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. This is all Time's most influential people, 100 most influential people. Mitch McConnell, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the AOC. Xi Jinping, I'm sure I'm butchering his name, China's leader. Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu. Mark Zuckerberg's on here. Oh, Jane Goodall's on here, the chimpanzee lady.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the six different covers, so... If you're into Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential, there's a mini roundup.
I feel
for
like
you.
The Rock had a quiet year. I'm surprised.
I feel like a few of these
him,
people. I'm like, really?
The AOC, she's white hot.
Yeah.
I mean, oh really? You're not into her?
Well, she's a little. You know, look, it's. I would love to live in her utopia.
I don't know necessarily about her politics, but she is smart. Like I like that when she puts her opinion out. And someone attacks her,
she's able to defend it.
She does not have to hesitate. I like it. I probably wouldn't vote for one thing she's trying to push through, but I mean, I hear she's kind of environmental, and
she
I
is.
Hope that's
she wanted
the case.
To do that new Green Deal, which was I was like, wow, in an ideal world where you could get everyone to be gung-ho about this, wouldn't this be ideal?
It would, right.
It would, but it's just so far from what reality
but it,
would
right,
support.
It goes back to that, you know, like Bernie Sanders was selling his college plan as free college, and it just doesn't, like, you got to
really
be
work.
More truth in advertising there. There's no such thing as free.
And how do we get there? Nothing's free.
Well, he's right now, he's the front runner, they're saying.
Well, he's actually behind Joe Biden, which is sort of surprising.
He hasn't even jumped in yet, though.
Right, but when they poll Democrats, like, who are you most likely to vote for? That's the front runner. Yeah, and I really don't want him to.
Who, Biden?
Yeah, I just feel like he's just...
Look, Bernie will win California, but do you actually think he could win everywhere else?
I don't know.
It almost might be like handing the election over to the Republicans again.
Yeah, I would love four more years of Trump. That would just be ideal.
I mean, I'm not trying to... I know someone's going to write and be like, what are you not... Look, I'm just telling you what I see.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to go for some of the stuff Bernie puts out there.
How about the Starbucks guy? Is he going to win?
No.
Schultz? I don't think so.
And the 100 other people? Who knows? Look, there's a lot of time between now and primaries, so we'll see. Okay. When do those start?
Democratic primaries?
Yeah. Well, the elections are a year from November, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Year and a half.
2020. So the primaries have to be starting fairly soon. Well, we'll see how it goes. Good luck, everyone. I just, you know what? Let's just focus on our show and not think about this at all.
Right.
This is something, you know, I have said this in the past, and I can't say that I never do it. Like, just last Friday, Bryn and I did Biore pore strips together because, you know, you want to have clean pores.
Where'd you do that?
At my house.
You and Bryn.
Yeah. We went after your thing. He had some equipment to drop off at the house, so he came over, and we were just hanging out because it was Friday. And I'm like, hey, you want to do Biore pore strips? He's like, yeah, I'll do it. So we did that. And but I don't use a lot of soap on my face. Like, I don't really, I don't feel like my face needs to be. I'll rinse it, and I'll use hot water. But I'm not, and I've said this before, and yes. People yell at me, so I'm not going to really, you know, own it too hard. And I can't say soap never touches my face, because it does.
As it runs down from your hair.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's, I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
You found what works for you.
Right. Well, it really dries my face out. And I use a little bit of moisturizer on my face, but I don't like to, you know, I don't like to use soap on it. So.
I think plenty of people continue to do things because they think they're supposed to
without
ever questioning if it's the right thing for their skin type or body type or whatever.
Right.
It's interesting that you've come to the conclusion that that doesn't work for me. What works is this.
Right.
No soap.
If I don't want my face to be all super flaky.
Right.
My face, you know, and maybe that's because I just don't have super oily skin. Like, my nose will get super dry. If I don't put moisturizer on it, even whether I've used soap or not, it'll be like little flakes of skin. It's gross. Moving on.
Hey, can I tell you about the Democratic primary?
So sure.
Super Tuesday is basically March 3rd of 2020. And then the whole primary is, for the most part,
we're quite a ways away from people are all going to campaign, and then they'll be whittled down, and then the primaries start happening next year, you're telling
me. And for the most part, they end June 16th.
So. And at that point, the candidate will be chosen and the real race
begins. And then that's such a short run, huh?
Although, it just feels like forever, I guess,
that's
because
true.
It goes on for the whole time. So, back to skincare, Shawn Mendes. He's in the news talking about his face. He was asked how he keeps his skin looking so perfect.
I love that girl. I must be sad all the time. I loved that.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, some people are blessed with good skin and their BS is just their BS.
Right.
They don't know. They don't know what it's like to wake up just like, who am I?
Right. What flavor pizza am I today? So, and it's true, you know, different levels of oil for different people. And just even, I think, DNA. Like, some people, they're just more prone to zits. It happens.
Well,
when you're young, you're so, I mean, it's just, it's such a curse.
It's just the stuff you get from your family. It's
right.
All about your genes,
yep.
You know? My newborn has not echinacea. What the heck is that?
I know it's rosacea.
No, not rosacea. It starts with an E.
Oh, is it the one with
eczema?
Oh,
eucalyptus.
Oh.
She has eczema, and it's such a bummer because she's got the softest baby skin, and then you hit where she's got it, and you're just like, oh.
Poor little thing.
Is it just
a lot of babies get eczema though?
I have it on my hands sometimes.
Eczema?
Yeah. What? Where does she have it? And is
it's
it just
like
her
knees, her back? We've had to do things to be careful about what's breaking it, why it's breaking out. But yeah, that's because someone in the Mrs. family has it,
right?
And so it's in our genes, and she's got it. And that's just the deal.
Yeah. So, well, she'll have to care for her skin.
And frankly, I had fairly bad skin, and the Mrs. had bad skin too. So my kids are gonna get it, and. We both had to wear braces, so they're getting that, too. It's coming for you, kids. Sorry.
That's, you know.
Those are going to be some awkward teen years.
You know what? Even if they didn't have those things, they would have awkward teen years. Like, puberty is a super awkward, horrific time, and watching your kid go through it is actually really tough. You know, you just want to hold their hand and say, don't worry. But they're so in it.
Yeah.
And they look in the mirror and like, oh my God, my kids, they're actually both on a pretty good cocktail of whatever the hell they're smearing on their face. Like one of them is on something that if he goes out in the sun, he turns into a tomato immediately. Jeez. So he can't get any sun on his face.
Oh, I used that stuff. What is that called?
Retin-A.
Retin-A.
It's not that, but it's...
It's like that.
It's like that. Okay. And he's got some other one that, like, if he lays down on his pillow, it bleaches his pillow. Like, it's all around the necks of all his shirts and stuff. It's crazy. But his skin looks great. But he's burning, you know, burning his face
right.
off, basically.
Well, but when you're that age, you'll pay any price.
I know.
To be able to walk into a room and feel like you don't want to pull your shirt over your face.
But he's, you know, the kid who has to slather himself with sunscreen just, like, to walk to his car. Poor kid.
Oh, so this is Berkeley.
It is. Oh. Yes. The other one. Cars. Who needs those? Mom's Uber account. Hello. So anyway, Shawn Mendes doesn't wash his face.
Good for him.
The people, of course, are having all kinds of reactions online because for a lot of people, it's the first time they've ever heard of someone not washing their face. One guy is saying, hey, I hear some pictures of Shawn wearing a facial mask. So he's, you know, saying, this guy's a liar. This is how he has a nice face. I guess Shawn Mendes has. I don't know how old he is. Is he 18, 19?
He'll be
really
21
young.
This year.
Oh, really? Wow, he's been around for a while. Because wasn't he like 17 when he burst onto the scene?
Yeah.
I guess time is just flying by.
Sure is.
Suri Cruz is 13. The chick we had on yesterday, her, she was born after we started this show in 97.
I walked away from that. I'm driving home so happy for her. She's 21, mega talented, great looking. She knows her instrument.
She
vocally,
knows herself.
She had
oh my God.
Everything you could possibly
Wait
want
until
as
you
a
hear
singer.
Her. Oh.
I just was really, I left going, man, imagine you're that. 21, the whole world's in front of you.
The world is
and
your
you got
oyster.
That talent.
Yeah.
Trip.
I know. Good for her. She's it's a cute
she's
interview.
She's just starting to kick down doors. Just.
Right? And boy, I can't wait to watch it. I hope it really happens for her. It's weird to call her all the time. That's her name. So if you're just joining us, you're like, who are they talking about? We're talking about her, H-E-R, the artist named Her. Anyway, I guess that's all I have time for. What's coming up, Vinny?
Me time. Who gets that?
Oh.
Also, Lombard Street. Get ready to get ready.
Oh.
They're going to start charging.
Uh-oh.
And more after these.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:33 and it's Thursday morning. The sun is just starting to lighten the eastern sky. It's so pretty out there right now. If you can look east. No clouds or anything. So it's just sort of the glow. Not the best sunrise, but still. Another wonderful day. And the warmest day since November, apparently. It's going to be actually hot today. Take it easy out there. You can watch this show. You know, as it gets hotter out, we'll be taking off more and more clothes. That's what we do all morning. Go to radioalice.com/watch to see it happen. That takes you right to the looking glass. We've got cameras all around all the studios.
That's what I'm all about. I'm trying to show you as much as possible.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Check me out on the camera.
Sure. Check it out at RadioAlice.com/watch.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART today and get started today on a new healthy you. 855-JUMPSTART. Here's what's happening. You know, you were just speaking of the sunrise and the moon set. Spectacular this morning as we've got a big full moon. I took a picture of it, in fact, right down the street because it was right over the I don't know, whatever that is, looking up.
Like Koi Tower?
Koi Tower?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It was
big moon.
Just glistening off the bay when I crossed the bridge this morning.
It's apparently.
Something about this time of year. It's gorgeous.
You know, we had a super blood wolf moon.
Yeah, yeah. We've had some crazy moons.
And a super moon.
Mm.
This Friday, you'll be able to see the pink moon.
Oh, there's a pink moon?
There's a pink moon coming, everybody.
Friday night?
Friday night.
Is it?
It will reach
is it full
peak
right
fullness.
Now, or is it?
Oh. It seems full.
Okay.
Like, I'm telling you, I stopped and took a picture.
Did you post
I'll
it?
I'll show you. No.
You should just post it.
I never post stuff.
Oh, for God's sake.
Come on.
Let's post some stuff.
What am I?
A person.
Right.
Yeah. Who posts things.
I try to post less, if you know what I mean.
Why?
Because I think people are like,
no,
dude,
it's
you're
fine.
A grown man. What are you doing? Playing with
that. A grown man with a radio show. Do it. Post it. Oh, my God. That's beautiful.
Isn't that cool?
Look at that.
That's the street. Our building's right there.
That's so funny. Oh, so that's looking right up Vallejo?
Yeah.
That's gorgeous. Gorge.
So, yeah, it appears to be full now, but the pink moon... Tomorrow morning.
Why pink?
I don't know.
Oh, tomorrow morning.
4:12.
Oh, I see.
PST.
I'll still be in bed, I think.
Right. Well,
I mean, not in bed. I'll still be at my house.
Oh, right. We still come to work.
Yes, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. It's not Friday.
Mm-mm.
Like everybody says.
No, it's only Thursday. It's Thursday.
Thursday.
Oh. Man.
Friday Eve. Friday well, Jr.
Big doings tonight as the Warriors are at the Clippers tonight at 7:30 tip time, and the Sharks play at home. This is playoff hockey.
Right.
Must win or go home.
It's season three games
over.
To win. I mean,
right.
Jesus.
Golden Knights at Sharks, 7 p.m.
And did the Warriors lose last night?
They lost two nights ago.
Two nights ago. Yeah. Okay.
It was like one of those.
So is it 1-1?
Yes,
okay,
but it was like an epic crumble. They were 30-something points up, and the Clippers
How
came back.
How did that happen?
I don't know. Bad news, though.
Yeah.
All right, so this made the news a little while back. The people who live at Lombard are over it.
Yeah.
Every year, their area, and it's not just the people on the curvy street. It's
no.
The people all around that
just
area.
Just trying to get home or leave their houses.
Are just, it's swarming with tourists,
right.
The whole area. There's often a line going out back down Lombard towards the marina.
Yeah,
the line
is so
long.
You know, if you live anywhere in the area or if you commute anywhere near that you just avoid that area like the plague. It's honestly, that's the last place you want to get stuck. And if you live in that area, that has to be an absolute nightmare. I bet you the turnover in rentals and houses for sale there is incredible. Because I'd be like, I can't do this. I'm just trying to have a life here.
San Francisco city officials have approved a toll to drive on Lombard Street. The toll could be up as much as $10 for people to drive on the city's famous crooked street after they've unanimously approved a way to turn some money and maybe scare people off, but I don't think it will. I think people will pay that. If you've come to San Francisco.
You want to do all the stuff.
It's on the list of things you need to see, right?
Right, yeah. Absolutely. I wonder, though, who is it? So just the city gets the money or the people who are actually inconvenience get the money?
According to this, visitors would have to schedule a visit online and pay anywhere from $5 per vehicle and possibly $10 on holidays and weekends.
Oh, so this would hopefully... It would sell out.
A bill would...
And someone would be waiting to turn cars away so they couldn't back the thing up.
This bill gives the city the authority to establish a toll and reservation system.
Nice. Actually, I think that might work. I was thinking more it was going to be some guy collecting cash at the top of the hill, but this seems much more reasonable.
Based on what the people who live there say, it's more like an amusement park than a residential street anyway, since nearly 2 million people visit per year. Mm. Can you imagine 2
no.
million people on your street?
No.
When you live,
I can't.
When you live at the beach during the season, the summer, there are people circling, trying to find parking. The number of things that you will come across, and I mean people like, oh, is this your hose? I was just using it. Right. Get out of my front yard. What are you doing?
Wash the sand off your feet when you get home.
So it's not just the people who visit. It's the behavior of the people who visit, too. The dumping of trash.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't live here.
Right
outside the car. That's my front yard, Holmes.
Right. I'm sure the pee and poo is an issue, too. I gotta go.
Well, I haven't come across that from anything other than animals, but sure. Mm. That could, in certain places, be an issue.
Maybe they were using the hose to rinse that off your front walk.
Maybe.
That's kind of them.
The new fee will help pay for traffic control officers and make it more under control in that area, so it's done.
Mm.
You're going to pay to go to Lombard now.
So I assume that people who live in the neighborhood or need to park in the neighborhood will have some kind of a sticker, and then anybody else, there'll probably be stop points, which is, I think this is good.
They have to be in heaven, I'm sure, if they live there and
that
love
10
it there.
Bucks, yeah, right. It's a beautiful, I mean, it couldn't be more beautiful. What an iconic place to live, but to think that, you know, your entire life is just chaos every day. Oh, it sounds awful.
Yep.
So the money then, I guess, maybe will pay for the people who monitor this whole thing? Because I would think that there would have to be someone there at checkpoints.
Well, it sounds like they got to build a website too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's not cheap. Everyone knows.
Right. I mean, I guess we could see if Brad and Ron want to do it for him, but
they might be busy, but
they are running the best website of all times.
Right. So there's
that's
that.
RadioAlice.com,
yes,
if you didn't
know. In case
know.
You didn't know what the best website of all time was. It is that.
Right, Yuzi?
Yep.
Brad and Ron.
The digital department. And what some of the founding members of the ANN. I mean, it's like
you,
those guys.
Right.
Nerds Unite.
Well, and our colleague Stan is honorary. You
sure.
know Stan at KCBS.
Right.
He's a favorite.
Sure. Doug Sovereign's made appearances on this show. Once in a while, Holly Kwan will come on and tell
sure,
us something.
Absolutely.
You know, all the, you know, Kim Wonderly, I see her in the bathroom.
We have an extensive network, Sarah.
Sure.
Reaching far and wide.
Whatever
cover the
we
world.
Need to know about, we just turn to the ANN.
And then there's Steve over the hill.
Bicker?
No. Just a friend of mine.
Oh.
Is it from the Sentinel?
Yes.
The Sentinel guy? Santa Cruz Sentinel.
He's like,
sure,
I got
look.
Your back, Holmes. Don't worry. I'm like, great.
The ANN has long tendrils.
Yeah. We're all over the
contact
place.
Contact all over. Plus, you know, Hooman, I assume, is in, and he's the hands down the most well-connected person we know.
According to a new survey, the most common do-it-yourself strategy for millennials. Listen, millennials, do not tune out. I'm with you. I am absolutely on the same page you are when it comes to do-it-yourself stuff. You call your dad.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad. I mean, I can't call my dad anymore because he died, but that was my move forever.
Right.
Well, this happened. What do I do?
Right. Well, and hopefully he was, you know, if he was close by, he'd be like, "Dad, I'll just do it," which was always a win.
Well, that was never the case. But he did tell me, you know, here's what you do. Look, either you try to fix that yourself, or knowing me, he would say, mm-mm.
That's not, you can't do that.
Don't go near it.
Call a plumber.
Right. I know you don't have the tool, and I know you don't have the skill, so you're going to need to call someone and get them out.
Right. But thanks for calling me so
right.
I could give you the advice.
Most millennials just call their dad. It's almost half of them. Their move for fixing things is...
Dad?
Right. About 35%.
You know what? I don't even know if that's like a millennial. I think that's an everybody thing. Like, I definitely have called my dad or my mom, you know, for, you know, whatever.
Well, you and John don't do that anymore. Your skills have
outpaced anybody's. I do call John for sure now. But he would call his dad for stuff and you know, when he was younger. And he'll still call and talk to my dad. Hey, have you ever dealt with this? It seems, why do dads know all this stuff? They do.
It's
they know
life.
Like basic
just,
electrical and plumbing and
You get around.
Yeah.
And, you know, people used to do stuff themselves a lot more.
They had to do
it. My dad was a mechanic, so he worked on anything. Anything he looked at that was broken, he'd be like,
I think I can fix that.
Let me at that thing.
Well, he understood how stuff works.
Right, Bryn?
I'm not one of those people.
Exactly.
You're like that too, right?
Yeah, my dad's just like your dad, and I got some of that from my dad as well.
I got none of it. None. Both my brothers got some. I didn't get any.
Well, you can call your brothers now.
He used to happen upon me working on stuff and be like, what in God's name?
What are you doing?
A hammer?
That's a screw.
A hammer?
I'm going to be able to wrench that thing out.
Well,
well, Derek must call you. Your son must call you when something's gone. Well, I guess
he doesn't own a house yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, Derek's more like Riley, where everything's just taken care of.
Yeah, everything's all set. No problem.
Oh.
You just learn.
Anyway, 35% of these kids will try to fix it themselves, but 20% go straight to a pro. And that's, you know, there's that move too.
Yeah.
Look, having to fix or make something worse and then get someone in to fix it.
Right.
Now you've lost time and probably made the problem worse.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's just such a simple fix and you've been, you know, I immediately want to call someone. One time our heater broke. And I called someone to come out because John was somewhere. And the guy comes out. He's like, oh, you're going to need this motherboard thing. And this, you know, it's going to be about $800. And I'm like just about to be like, all right. You know, because what do I know about a heater? And John walks in. He goes, show me what it is. Comes in. Oh, okay. Because I told him we'd had a problem. And the guy shows him. And John goes, no, it's this. And he hits the reset button. There was a freaking reset. And the dude just like left. And then John like called the place and was bitching, and I mean this guy was like gonna try, he was gonna squeeze $800 out of me. He was. So like, oh, I got the part right in my car here, son. This thing. I'm like pen poised. John walks in and goes, oh, what's going on? Show me the problem.
God.
Oh man, I felt so stupid.
I really need it, John.
Freaking reason.
God. You know what I'm good at, though?
Dimwit.
You know what I'm good for?
What are you good for?
I can open jars.
Oh. You know, that's underrated.
Like
I want someone
goes
to hand the jar to.
You did.
And there I am.
You handed me the ice cream jar.
Yeah, and you figured it out.
Oh, he gets your ice cream open?
He did on Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that the ice cream he brought, or did you?
No, he doesn't bring that anymore. He brings a potato salad.
Oh.
And by potato salad, I mean a salad of lettuce with a chopped up baked potato in it and apple cider vinegar. That's potato salad.
That you're not eating that 7 days a week.
I am, yeah.
7 days a week?
Mm-hmm.
You're so svelte now, too. You look so thin.
So you're starving to death?
Yes.
I am all the time, especially right now because I can't chew. So I gotta figure that
out. Make you a nice potato smoothie.
Well, can you?
But thanks for all the wonderful love and advice from the texters.
Can you enemize
this
smoothie?
I can't do any enemas because I got that shot of steroids in my back, and I need that to Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. So I can't. I got to let that slowly release in my body. Slow release. Yeah.
So you can't even take food through the butt.
You got that right.
That's too bad. It's rough, buddy.
What are you going to eat today? That's horrifying.
Well, I'm kind of sucking down a little bit of oatmeal, but only from the left side of my mouth.
Mm. Poor thing.
And I got a banana. Hey.
All right.
Well, that's pretty good. You can eat that without teeth. My baby eats those.
I know, right?
Just smush it up with your tongue.
Basically, anything your baby eats is what I'm going to be going for.
Oh, right? you could get some baby food. It's just, you know, straight beets or straight sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Did they put preservatives in that?
No, the stuff we've been getting is like
What's the brand?
I think it's called Earth's Best.
But you can get organic stuff. I bet you even at your Rainbow Co-op thing.
Yeah.
I bet they have it's just strawberries or it's just, you know, whatever.
Right.
Baby food.
Mashed up stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No sugar added.
God, I used to love the pears.
You did not.
I did.
Loved it?
Oh, my God. So good. Because it had like that grainy pear thing going on. It's just, my God.
Like
mealy? Like, one for you, one for me.
Yeah.
It was so
good.
Yeah,
I eat all of Cameron's food. Like, all of it.
What's your favorite?
But
you guys must be mashing up regular food for her now.
We do. And then I told Yeezy this. She looked at me kind of funny because I kind of took on that diet. I was making a bunch of baby food for her.
Yeah.
Because the package is like organic carrots, potatoes, and blah, 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 greens, whatever. So I was like mixing it for her. And I'm like, this is totally healthy. So I started to just chug it myself for a meal, like a meal replacement.
Like a smoothie of
totally
potatoes.
Does
yeah.
the kid ever stare at you
and
while you're eating her food?
No. I think I'm trying to encourage her to eat, you know? Like, I'm going to eat this. You like it too, you know? So, but that, I was eating baby food for a while. I was on that diet, but I got bored of that, you know?
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. But healthy, though.
Sure, I guess. You know? It's good for babies.
Yeah, but a jar is one bite of... It's not even...
Oh, I had
those
like...
jars are teeny
huge
little...
pots. I had huge pots.
Oh, he was making huge pots.
Yeah.
I used to buy the double thing of the pears so that there'd be plenty for me. Like the pears. It's good. Put a little cinnamon on there.
Oh, for crying out.
Delicious.
The average person only gets 43 minutes of me time a day.
Oh.
43. They say the top thing, well, on the list, kids is at 5. For me right now, it's all kids. They take up all of,
yeah.
of the me time. There's no me time.
Well, the me, if you get any, you go surfing or maybe play your guitar.
Well,
or...
the surfing thing, too, it's got a time out that there's actually surf.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm lucky enough for that, then yes, I split because that's the only way it can happen. At home, if I go to pick up the guitar, the door flings open, and there are my people.
Oh, you're playing guitar?
Me too.
We love guitar.
But my kids is number 5. Significant other is number 4. These are why people only get 43 minutes of me time. Oh. You need that too, don't you? You
I
don't.
Do. I Are you kidding me?
You do?
I get me time every day. Get a little me time. For sure.
Yeah, but you're the person that goes, want to go to the grocery store together?
Yeah, I don't go to the grocery store. If I have to go, I don't want to go alone.
Right.
No, I mean, for me time is things like, you know, when I if I sit and read a book or if I am making a purse, that's me time.
Oh, all right.
You know, and actually, I mean, I know that gardening is work, you know, but it's that's for me. That's also I'm like doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
I was working on irrigation yesterday.
Irrigation?
You got to check your system every year.
Are you talking about your hose?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about my irrigation system that feeds my entire yard. And you have to check it every year because you have to do maintenance. The heads pop off.
Did you hear him?
Make it rain with the hose.
You do that? You don't hire someone to do
no,
that?
No, because I laid it. I know where the whole thing is.
How about the gardeners? Do they know where it is?
My gardener is awesome, so he will say. Sometimes he'll check them for me. But
What's
no,
his name?
Ignacio.
So Ignacio, check the irrigation, bro.
No,
here's the extra 50.
That's a job I can do. You know, you pull the hose out and you unwind
it's not,
it.
No,
you,
my hose is.
Sometimes you got to spin my hose a little is just bit. Fine. Get all those kinks out of it.
No,
true.
That
We're
part's
good.
Fine. I'm talking about my.
Do you use your thumb automatic. To spray, or do you have a extra attachment?
I got a chingadera on there. You can like a
man.
Gun kind of. So that
and can
when you
spin
let
it
go,
different.
Oh. No. When you let it go, it stops the flow. So I'm not running water. I'm not using it.
Right.
You ever spray the spray so the kid can run underneath
yes,
it?
Yes,
sure.
I have.
He makes it rain with that hose. He makes it rain.
Right.
Hose makes it rain with that hose.
So well done. Very nice job. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 559 says, since you guys are talking about politics, go Trump.
Oh.
Well, he's going to win right now.
Hot water on a washcloth works on my face, too. No soap.
Yeah, I just want the hot water. I feel like it breaks down the oils and stuff. But I don't have super oily skin, so just really dry skin.
Me? I was blessed with great skin.
Oh.
Maybe 3 zits all my teen years.
Wow.
And I just started using moisturizer probably 2 years ago, and I just turned 50.
Oh, that's great.
Incredible.
Well, some people really do have great skin.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Other people cursed. Did you have bad skin when you were a teenager?
It wasn't horrible. I broke out on my nose a lot. It was that big, giant nose. It was just like the gravity force for all the zits.
Mm.
And I had a few at my temples, but that was it.
You weren't covered. Like, did you have acne and stuff?
I did have it on my back.
Oh.
Yeah, I had gigantic.
Okay. Hey, sorry I asked. Yeah, that's... That's all. Yeah, it's hard. The back knee is bad.
And I can tell you a gnarly story about my back knee.
No, that's all right.
No,
I had to go to the dermatologist. And there was this like this one, and they're like, and I don't know what's wrong. It just always hurts. And the guy goes, "I'm gonna lance this and pull the hairs out of it." I'm like, awesome.
Oh God.
I took my headphones off. I can't.
Yeah, that was for the best. You did not want to hear that.
It doesn't sound that bad to me.
I don't know. Man.
Anybody else have hairs in their back?
Were they popping like huge pimples?
Don't say it. Don't say it. Oh my God, Brittany, that was funny. Gross. Okay, he's back. No more about that.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Our interview with her.
All right.
It's right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.